Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to our live talk program, the Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. I'm your host, Praxedes Jeremiah. In today's program, we are focusing on what women are doing to survive in Zimbabwe, as well as outside the country, on the backdrop of this pandemic, the COVID-19 era. Pakunopera kwezuva ranezuro, 8 December 2021, muZimbabwe mange mane vanhu darika zviuru mazana zana nechidimbo 850,628 confirmed cases vange vakavhenekwa vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Asiwo pauwandi ivohwo, pane 129,095 vakapora mushure mekurwara chirwere ichi. Nekudokawo kwezuva zvikare nezuro, pane vanhu vanodarika zviuru gumi nechimwe 11,271 vakanga vabayiwa jekiseni rekudzivirira chirwere ichi, first dose yavo. Pakaitawo vanodarika zviuru gumi nezvishanuwo zvekare vakabayiwa second jab vanhu vaivo 15,183. Iko zvino tikatarisa kuti vanhu vangani vakawana majekiseni kana kuti vakabayiwa majekiseni iwaya ikudzivirira chirwere. Vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu, 2.9 million, ndiwo vakawana majekiseni ose ari maviri. Asi vakabayiwawo jekiseni rekutanga chete, vanodawo kusvika pamamiriyoni mana, 3.9 million, vakabayiwa first jab. Tabva pacovid-19 ipapo, chiregai ndichidaidza vadare vangu vaviri, vanovaivo Mai Sharai, kana kuti Muzvare Sharai, pamwe chete ivo vari kuCanada. Ndikagoitawo zvekare munyarikani ari kuMatabeleland vari kuBulawayo, Mai Sifiso Ndlovu Madlovu, ndova ndinenge tichitaura navo tichiita hurukuro yedu, tichisanganisa apo nepapo Shona Chirungu nechindevele. Pamwe chete. Makosikazi, uhlelo lwenu namhlanje nginxuse omama ababili, abesifazane ababili, kubana bazoncedisa kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Ngilo unkosikazi uSifiso Ndlovu uMandlovu, kanye ke lo nkosikazi Sharai Masanganisi, yena ke useCanada, uMandlovu ekoBulawayo. Wotani isingeni ngungxoxo yethu. So asiqale ngawe Mandlovu. Wena ke ulama projects amathile, ungubhizimusi woman. Ungathi tifahlafahla ngamafitshane ukuthi vele kathi yena uSifiso Ndlovu, ivithikazi lika enjalo uqalisele ngaphi ibhizinisi yakho?
Okay. Mina nguSifiso Ndlovu Akbetoka. Ngahlala e-UK for 24 years. Ngatrena as UNET, I did the mental health nursing. Ngithethe ngibonthi iminyaka isiminingi kakhulu sengifuna ukuphumula kunesing. Ngase ngibuya ekhaya ngo-2011. Ngathi sengiqala ke i-business yokuba ngufama. Ngile story sami enjalo ukusishiya labantu ukuthi mina ngathi ngingena ngangena ngila madlaku zami. Ngaqala ke nge-project yami e-10,000 ama-broiler.
Umsebenzelana nalabanye abesifazana na abakubhizimusi linye kumbe abayenza i-goat ranching?
Embuzini ayibe ningakaqalisi specifically for omama, kodwa ngiyenza njalo inkomo. Akubo mama silayo I cooperative yetu yabo mama. Esa iqalisa ngo 2020 khona phana I COVID imemetheka. Saqala I business, saphuma I cooperative yabo mama okuthiwa iVivane. I cooperative leyi ngiyokuthenga inkomo amahefa. Layo it's a breeding business. Lapho futhi siyenza I breeding more than okwenyama. Sifuna ukuproducer ama breeds amahle. Ukubana lathi sithengisele abanye abantu abayabefuna ukungena ku business yenkomo. So lokhu yikho engikwenzayo labanye omama. Sahamba nabanye omama saqala singabangani singu-4 ama founder members. Kodwa kathesi sesingu-16. Sisebenza ndawonye over 2 years. Saqalisa when it's almost 2 years ngoba saqalisa ngo 2020. So ngo 2022 ngo February sebesethile 2 years siku business yona leyi yokufuya inkomo for e-breeding as a cooperative yabo mama okuthiwa yiZivane.
IZivane. Kukulincede okungakanani ukuthi lihlanganyele ndawonye lisebenza ndawonye kuleyi i-cooperative yenkomo.
Kusincede kakhulu ukubambana lokusebenza as a collective. Inkomo unlike imbuzi naturally ziyadura ukuthenga. Nxa ngile $50 ngiyakwanisa ukuthenga imbuzi ngiyimi ngedwa. But nxa ngile $50 angenelisi ukuthenga inkomo ngingedwa. So yikho esakwenzayo ukuthi ukuba libumba siyaphathisana kwezemali, siyaphathisana njalo kweze knowledge ngoba akukho umuntu oyedwa ongabe kwazi zonke indlela zokufuya inkomo. Ngingathi egroupini yona leyi maybe singu 3 or 4 esinganisi le experience yokufuya inkomo, kodwa samukela abanye omama abathi bona hayi silezi fiso sibili zokungena ehlelweni lokufuya inkomo kodwa asila maplazi. Asila ndlela, asila experience yokufuya inkomo. Savamukela abanye omama, sifundisana, sibonisana indlela. Ngakho kulula ukusebenza lindawonye, liqoqa izimali ndawonye, akusindi umuntu oyedwa. And njalo lama responsibilities liyawashare. Akukhangelelanga umuntu oyedwa ukuthi nguye siyahlale siyakhangela inkomo. Siyanikana ama duty okuyakhangela inkomo nxa sisenza izinto ezinjengabo tagging kumbe sihlaba ama vaccine kumbe njalo inkomo iyagula asomlandi womuntu oyedwa kumbe njalo kungaba khona ukuthi kumbe kulomkhuhlane kumbe inkomo isifile ilosi leyo asiyo yomuntu oyedwa. Angithi so liyashare, you share the risk as well as the profits. And loku nikana what we call emotional support. So ukuphungcede kakhulu. Saqalisa nje sithenga inkomo 2 a month. Isikhathi singakayikhathana sabona sesile 6, sesile 8, sesile 12, sesile 20, kathesi sesile 25.
Zuzo ke ukuthi lithole lithengisa inyama uchago yini sibi
sina sebe sithengisa esithi ngamasteer angithi ngishilo ukuthi sifuna thini ukuthengisa ikakhulu as a breeding nxa zizihle kuphuma inkunzi enhle kulapho imali engani ingcolo khona ekuthengiseni inkunzi enhle. Leyo nkunzi eyabe ingani ayihle yiyo esithengiswa ingani yenyama. Omama hayo mama sibathengisi unless baze babe yizalukazi then sebengathengiswa babe yinyama.
Ngathanda ukuthi babuye labo bazohlanganyela lisemangweni wuphi.
Bengathintana nami kuFacebook bezwe ukuthi kufunekani ukubana umuntu ajoyine leyo cooperative. Siyabamukela kuvulekile sibili ukuthi abanye omama basijoyile ukuze lathi sikhule ngobuningi njalo kungabi yi-exclusive club but the club a cooperative evulekile ukubana abanye omama nabo babuye sikhuleni sonke sifundisane nini sikhulise isizwe sethu ngoba umuntu eyedwa angeke akukwanise ukuphumelela.
Likhava uma nguphi sibili lapho elisebenzela khona?
Sina sisebenzela eMathebeleland. Okwamanje sisemathebeleland south kodwa asisoze sizilimithe. Nxa kuyikuthi bakhona abanye omama abangabuthana babe liqembu loba kuyiphi i-region yeMathebeleland, sizimisele ukusebenza labo. Ngoba kuhle, you know, ngesikhiwa or in business sithi it's spreading i-risk. Alifuni ukuthi liphonguba indawo one. Ngoba kungangena umkhuhlane esigabeni, uya affecta umhlambi wonke.
Hayi, icacile sibili. IMath South sikhuluma ngabogwanda oflabhosi
oflabhosi
zonke lezi ndawo. Ngakho ke nxa sesikhuluma ngenyakatho
yeMathebeleland North sesikhuluma ubolupane umbango between iBulawayo sithi Lupane kubo Tholotsho sisiya kubo Victoria Falls khonale
kubo Nkayi eBinga.
Ye ikakhulu eBinga siyaisebenza ikakhulu eBinga sihambani nabo mama khona lesiqalisa i-cooperative yenkomo. Why? Ngoba ngale inkomo ziyathengeka intengo yakhona and nxa omama singasebenza khona ngani we can run a profitable business.
Ningakathi uthi fahlafahla ngesiNgisi wothi ngiyamukele uMrs. Sharai Muzarefa Sharai Magadinenyu
ndiripo Magadiko
imi muri ku Canada tiudzeyo nyaya yenyu zvakarekera kumadzimai.
Okay. Nyaya yangu iri kurerekera kumadzimai ndeyekuti ndichambotaura mbichana nezvangu inini as a woman. Saka ndakambogarawo ku UK asi ndakazobva ikoko ndikauya kuno Canada and ndiri muno muCanada for more than 20 years. Ndaimboshanda ku one of the big Canadian banking institutions for almost 15 years. Asi kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvaindinetsa se munukadzi mutema an immigrant. Saka ndaida kuziva kuti chii icho chinondiitisa kuti ndirege kuva recognized pabasa panapa. Saka ndakazofunga zvokudzokera kuchikoro. Saka iko zvino ndiri pa University of Toronto and muna September ndikunoita PhD yangu and zvakandivhurisa stereki zvinhu zvandakadzidza zvimwe ku undergraduate neku masters something to do with feminism women. Chini chandisina kutora seriously kudara but pandakazoona kuti it's so disturbing kuti pa in this world one we don't have many women who are leading countries, mostly are men. And chimwe chinondinetsa sokumusha kwedu ku Zimbabwe uku inyaya yemadzimai vari muma rural areas and ndakanyasoona panyaya yemadzimai vanorambana nevarume vavo then woudzwa kuti dzokerai kupi kumusha kwenyu and anodzokera asina kana chii ane vana akavaka imba pamusha ipapo nomurume wake asi panodzokera anongodzokera pamwe akaita laki nehembe akarega kudara anongotiza pamwe usiku nokuti of abuse anoona mumusha imomo. Ende ndachitofunga zvokuti ndoda kuita research pa topic iyoyi. Ndione kuti chii chaicho chingaitika panyaya idzodzi dzemadzimai ivava vema rural areas. Because vemu urban vari nani kune law anoenda ku court. But vemumusha uya uya muna ari so depressed and hakuna help futi. But pandakatarisa literature kuti ndiva vangani vakamboita research munyaya iyoyi asanambonoro one paper written about these women. Asi vanofirwa, yes, there is kune literature, but imwe hakuna. Ndanzwa my colleague, I understand, ndachingopika 1 and 2 words there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fluent in Ndebele anyway. We vachitaura nenyaya dzema business. Yes, togona ku advocate for businesses. But what about this woman ari mu rural area? How do we bring them together? Tinoaudza sei pamwe chete and have someone work kutashande naye now. Because tinoona kuti maybe vanhu vakawanda vanomonita izvozvo vanenge vachibva mutown vachienda kupi kureserva kunoona kuti chii chiri kuitika, but havagari mucommunity imomo.
Saka kuti tinge tichivasanganisirawo.
Ehe, and we need to uplift them. And root or not, there are so many issues in regards to a rural woman, not in Zimbabwe only, but in Africa as a whole.
As a whole, yeah. Wasi ndiye lewe nkosikazi ndikubatei mromo ipapo.
Ndiye
lewe nkosikazi asifiso ukuti Mandlovu lina ku cooperative yenyu kukhanya ngani libambanise lihlanganise omama abasemaplazini. Lika lakhangela na omama laba abasemaphandleni.
Isifiso sethu ukuphela sisebenza labo mama abasemaphandleni.
Miss Shawai, saka kudzokera kuchikoro uku muri kuronga kuti muzoita sei kana mapedza PhD yenyu?
Ndogona kuronga kuti ndozvandoda kuita, but kana wapedza it all depends kuti ma resources ariko here, direction yacho iriko here.
Hatitarisiro yenyu.
Tarisiro yangu ndeye kuti ndidzokere kumusha and kuadvocate or empowerment, as my colleague said. Mostly I would focus on rural women because ndotoona kuti havana much representation. Those are the ones ndovandinoda kufocusa on.
Pari zvino pane zvimwe here zvamuri kuita hazve kusimudzira madzimai?
Ndingataura kuti not really, because it last year ndandiri kumusha, ndandiri kuZimbabwe for 3 months. This year ndandiri kuZimbabwe 2.5 months. But nenyaya yeCovid zvainetsa even to penetrate into anything there. But just kuti nditaure zvishomanene about my own mother. My own mother was a teacher, a school teacher. My dad passed away a few years ago. Saka vari kuchengeta huku. And isusu vana tiri kuona kuti hapana neprofit yavari kuita pahuku dzacho idzodzo. Totiregerai. But ndotofunga kuti why she's not making profit, inyaya yekuti market no problem iri kuZimbabwe. Even not my mom only, but even vamwe vanhu vandoona hama neshamwari dziri mubusiness, market iri very limited or iri saturated. Munaka munhu wana akaita huku, maybe raini yese ichaita huku. Saka iyo nyaya yekuempower and showing madzimai direction kuti chakati ndo chinogona kuita chi kutipa mari, nokuti ndo yatiri kuda, or we work with the government kuti tibatsireiwo kuwana market.
Ndozva zvotaurwa izvo zvina Mandlovu kuti ivo pavakabva ku UK vakatotanga nehuku, hanzi vakatenga 10,000 vachifuma Vachifunga kuti vachawanawo $10,000. Asi vakaskopiwa $58 cheki. Pavaka. Saka zvinotoda kunyatsoronga mazviro kwazvo kuti unge uchibudirira mubusiness rehuku nekuti zveshuwa ara saturated. Asi tinovimba kuti vachabudirira mai. Tuchidzokera panyaya yeCovid iyoyi, pamakaenda kumusha gore rapera negore rino, makaona kuti COVID-19 yakabata-bata madzimai zvakadini. Matambudziko akasangana nemadzimai nguva iyo yeCovid.
Matambudziko anga ariko because like nikada kutaura kumusha mangu inini ndobva kumasvingo kwaGutuku. Vakawanda varora vangu inini, most of my brothers vakashaya. Saka iwo pachavo kuti vawane even chikafu chokuti vadye, because vaimbofamba vachienda muguto muya vachinotengesa zvishoma zvavanazvo. But nenyaya yeCovid yokuti havachakwanisi kufamba kunotengesa zvinhu zvacho, zvazvakavaomera. And munoziva kuti Zimbabwe haina social services.
Yeah.
And kana une vanawo futi vasina mabasa hakuna. Saka COVID yakangowedzera pane.
Saka matambudziko anga agara aripo kudaro.
Yeah, sorry, and you maybe ndagarisa kuno kusho.
Haiwa, mabasa. Tinoita tichisunganisa mune chino chirongo.
Okay, then it's
good.
Yeah, saka ndokuona kwangu inini, and I think in terms of business, madzimai, there's kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoda kutariswa kuti vanyatsobudirira. There's a lot, but we have to work harder. But thanks so much for putting me on this platform.
Tigotarisawo kuti paCovid iyoyi iko zvino izvi pane campaign yegender based violence, 16 days of activism against gender based violence yakatanga musi wa 25 November iri kupera nemusi weFriday. Pakaitika matambudziko mumhuri nenyaya yema lockdown. Makazvionawo here mumhuri zhinji dzekumasvingo pamaka shikako muchivhakacha?
Kutaura chokwadini handina kuzviona, ndaingonzwa chete kuti ndo zviri kuitika. And mostly airi nyaya yokuti kune vamwe vaka like the breadwinner anenge asina basa, saka it was tough nyaya dzandainzwa, but kuzviona inini chaiko handina kuzviona.
Asi zviriko. Woti mbuya lehuwe manjovu, COVID-19, ushe wena wabuyela wapindela ekaya ngasikati sinye, kukamuka ubhubhane lolu. Luliphambanise okungakanani kubhizimusi empilweni zenu njengabomama?
Yebo, yebo. I am 2011, so bese ngihlalile sibili isikhathi sokufika iCovid. Kodwa ngo 2020 ekuqaleni kwayo iCovid yikho okwahlangana khona lathi lokufoma icooperative yethu leyi. You know, so initially sathi sicalisa sethuka ukuthi isifiso sethu lesi pho sizasiphutsha njani njengoba sokuthiwa asihlaleni ezindlini zethu singenzi lutho singaphumi. Kodwa somehow ngesithi ngibathini, we hit the ground running, saphanga safunda izindlela zokwenza ibhizimusi in a different way. Ngoba thina esasikwazi ukuthi nxa usiyathenga inkomo kumele uhambe ufike endaweni who's then you make a decision which I come in your tanda could be successful food you need to ask the seller.
Regaindi dzokere kwamuri muzvare charai matini muda kudzokera kubasa saka handi yakubati zvakanyanyisa mungotiti zvishomanini reganditi ngamunditsanangurire can you just go through summarize whatever you said in Shona about your life about when you decided to move from the UK to Canada, what you saw when you visited Zimbabwe last year and this year in this COVID-19 situation.
Okay, I'll briefly summarize what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, when I left Zimbabwe years back, I won't say which year because I'm so paranoid about my age.
Aren't you?
Because you know what, sometimes when you tell people your age, they discourage you doing some of the things. And say, oh, too old. Why are you doing this? So, I'm not a person even who celebrates birthdays. I was born and here I am, so I have to move on. So when I went to UK, when I left Zimbabwe, I even saw some women not being treated well in so many issues, which maybe we can talk about that in some other programs. So when I got to UK, I tried to go to school, of which I did, but I didn't finish. I was trying to go into law school. But I just found life very difficult in the UK. So I thought, you know what, let me try Canada. So when I came here to Canada, yeah, I got a job in the bank, which I worked for almost 15 years, but still I wasn't very happy with the way, as a woman, a black woman, for me to rise in that institution. But I was also very keen on Africa as a continent, the negativity of the continent, and say, I need to know more. Why are we portrayed so negatively? So I go to University of Toronto and wrote there. Very interesting. Going back to the age, of course, when I'll sit with the young kids having lunch or something, they'll be discussing about their age, 21, 22. And they'll say, what about you, Sharai? How old are you? And I'll say, no, I don't tell people my age. And they'll say, oh, we know. We know how old you are. And I'll say, oh, how old am I? They say, 35. And I said, good for you. That's good. Reducing my age so much. And I said, yeah, that's good. So going forward now, and now, as I said, I am looking forward for my PhD program. And that is driving me to focus more on women, something I never used to have an interest in. But now I'm just so geared up and saying, no, I don't think the world is fair in terms of women in everything we try to penetrate in this patriarchal, you know, society. So what I can say is my focus is going to be on rural women in Zimbabwe in particular. But, of course, you can start a project in Zimbabwe, then it can spread all over Africa when we disregard the borders. Because I'm an advocate of removing borders. Because my undergraduate focused on African studies and indigenous studies here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And you majored?
Sorry?
You majored in that as well in your master's?
No, in my master's, I'm in the research stream. So my topic is more on indigenous women of Canada, you know, the natives, and how they can incorporate their traditional knowledge into universities. Because even in Zimbabwe, our own knowledge, the women have got knowledge, those in the rural areas. Yes. But they don't have the platform of sharing that knowledge. All we are now focusing on is the Western knowledge.
Your aspirations after you're done with your PhD, your goals, what are they?
My goals are to see rural women being empowered so they can be at the same level as the urban women or the working class. Because they are also working in the rural areas. Just because they are not academics doesn't mean they are not working or they don't need to be empowered in their own way.
They are working women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you visited Zimbabwe, that would be my last question, and then I'll let you. When you visited Zimbabwe, you visited last year and this year, and it was in the middle of the pandemic. What effects is the pandemic on the rural women, on the women that you saw in your area, the Mashingo area?
I found out that, like those around my village in Gutu, most of them are. I would classify them as small businesses who would go to Gutu and sell their products. But because of COVID, that platform wasn't there. And even if without taking account to know how many women, I find out that most women in my rural area platform are widows. So it means, you know, where are they going to get the money from for the children to go to school? What about for hospital? So it means putting a strain, or maybe a strain on us here, to support them. And pandemic, I don't think Zimbabwe had anything, you know, to give to anyone for, you know, just to help them with their everyday living.
Yeah, the social service part of it was really bad. The civic society are the ones that helped just a little bit. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you are right. I heard about that one, and I saw someone was helping, but it's so poor.
Yeah, it wasn't much. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was so poor.
Thank you so much for being my guest on this program. I'll let you go since you said you're still on the job, on the clock.
Yeah. I have to drive almost an hour, yeah. So.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Mando, I come back to you now.
Yeah, well. Thank you.
Let's see. Who is Sifiso Ndlovu? What is she doing now in her life?
Right. Where do I start? I'm almost shy now to also talk about where I started, because I'll be showing my age, but I don't mind. I left home. In 1988, after my A-levels, in the UK, maybe after 10 years, but as you know, things change. I started having my own family, which kind of delayed my return to the motherland. And fast forward to 2011, I decided to retire from mental health nursing in England and come back to the motherland, start a new life, start a new career as a farmer. It wasn't always easy, as I illustrated with my disastrous poultry project. But what I also learned along the way is that it's important to persevere. It's important to keep going. It's important to just get started. And also, it's important to seek the help of those who have walked the journey that you are walking or that you want to walk. So this is me basically, you know, in a nutshell, a mental health nurse, a mother, a wife, turned farmer, a returnee to the motherland, very happy, no regrets. I am so, so glad that I made that decision to come back home and start a whole new life at home as a farmer, sharing my experience in my journey, especially with other people or other women in the diaspora who may be considering returning home. I'm very happy to share my journey, to share how I coped or navigated the system, and to reassure everyone that it can be done. It's a very rewarding experience, if I may say so. But also, it's quite sad in a way, because we are celebrating coming back home when it should be just something very natural to do. You know that.
Yes, yes. But obviously, there were some challenges. There were some challenges.
Oh, there were challenges. I'm not saying it was easy. There were challenges. Yes, definitely. There are challenges to returning home. I suppose that's why, you know, we sort of, you know, clap hands and cheer those people who've taken the leap of faith. And yet it should be something that we just do naturally without even thinking about it. But yes, sadly, yes, we do think about it. A lot of us, we are anxious about coming back home. And yeah, and we wonder how those who've done it, how they've survived. But yeah, people survive. People live here. There are people who've never left home, you know, and life goes on. Life goes on.
So yeah. You started off with poultry, chicken, yes. And goats, and now into cattle ranching. Can you take us through that then?
With poultry. Yes, I started off with poultry. As I said, 10,000 chickens. Now, for a beginner, that's actually very unrealistic. I didn't understand the business. I didn't understand the work culture, because it's very different from, you know, managing a farm is very different from managing a ward.
Very true.
You know, which is what I was, you know, when I was in the UK. You know, I had developed myself, had a position in nursing, but it was completely different coming back and trying to manage a farm. There's certain cultures that are related to working in farm settings, and I had no clue about that. And I would say that was one of my biggest downfalls. Besides just not knowing anything about chickens, yes, I had training, you know, because it was a contract. It was an outgrower contract that I had with a big company. And they do offer training. They do offer support. But it's not enough. It's not enough. You know, you just go for 3 days, you know, it was unrealistic. But on the other hand, interestingly, I have a friend. She is also a returnee and has done very well in poultry. She started, I think, with 100. Now she's at 10,000, 15,000, and doing it without even thinking about it. So she did it the right way round. She started small and grew and developed her expertise in poultry. And this is what I would advise anyone who is considering coming back home, because it is completely different. There aren't many of us who are going to come home into employment. Home is very much a self-employment environment. Mm-hmm. There are different options, but obviously I chose agriculture through, you know, researching and realizing that actually Africa has the potential to turn itself around to a first world economy through agriculture, regardless whether it's through cropping or animal husbandry. You know, the world population will continue to grow. We have the land. You know, we are the continent with the you know, the majority of arable land. So we are in a very privileged position. I'm saying that farming is the only way for people wanting to return home, for people wanting to invest back home. But for me, it's what I call a no-brainer, because the world population is growing and people need to eat. They will always need, you know, to eat. So that's the approach I took, and I educated myself and developed myself in the area of farming, starting with poultry, which I abandoned immediately. As soon as that thing didn't work out, I said I never ever want to do chickens again. So I went into horticulture. I did tomatoes, potatoes, onion and cabbage. That's what I specialized in, and I absolutely loved it. I always say that, yes, it's difficult. It was difficult to manage farm labor, but I thoroughly enjoyed working with plants in the field. Because of my nursing background, you know, that nurturing aspect in us as nurses, I think that stood me in good stead, because I understood things like, you know, infections, you know, because you get that in your field. You can get one field infecting the other. So I understood infection control, or, you know, we call it biosecurity in farming, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I rose to that challenge, trying to think of the field as a ward full of patients, except that the patients were my tomato plants, were my cabbage plants, and they needed taking care of and nurturing, just as you would a patient in a ward. Sadly, nature happens. We were struck by a drought, so I had to rethink. We had to re-strategize. We started looking at different options of farming that didn't demand a lot of water, because all the crops we did are heavy consumers of water. Tomatoes need a lot of water. Potatoes need a lot of water. Cabbage is a huge, huge drinker. So I had to look at other things. Initially, I considered crops such as sorghum, because they don't need that much water. Sugar beans, they don't need that much water. But we stumbled across goats. Although we always had goats, you know, for as a chevo, you know, we just need to keep goats. You know, if you go to the farm at the weekend, you find some suvamba wine, sushinza. You know, but now, it pains me even to do that. It pains me even to do that. It's now a business. Now, with the goats, as an individual farmer, you know, we are really running with goats, because the goats really have the potential to uplift a lot of families, a lot of women into economic empowerment, because they are so doable. They are not as expensive as buying a cow. They do not demand huge hectares and acres of land. People can do them in their backyards. Rural women can do them from their homesteads. They can come together, work together as a collective, and raise goats and sell goats together, because there's a huge, huge demand for goat meat globally. So the export market is an option, but not yet, because we are not actually meeting local demand in terms of goat meat. As it is, go to any butchery in Bulawa, you struggle to find goat meat. You know, you struggle to find goat meat, you know. And then, having that...
Oh, one can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong. Seriously, I'm being very serious, yes. It's something that anyone can do. But again, the knowledge is very important, you know, because when you go commercial, the game changes, and you've got to do it properly, you know, otherwise you'd be wasting your money. You've got to get the knowledge of how to operate that particular business, get the financial understanding of operating that particular business, which is where most people maybe get it wrong, especially with farming. We think we can just do it without doing the numbers. We've got to understand, you know, the figures, the finances involved. We need to educate ourselves. We don't need to go to university to be accountants, but, you know, regular updates and talking to people who understand the finances relating to our different enterprises, you know, it goes a long way in making sure you're running a successful, you know, business. So I actually started going commercial with goats before I moved to cattle with the other women forming this cooperative. We had the cattle as well at the farm, you know, but it was inkomo. What breeds do you have? I had no clue. I had absolutely no idea, you know, what breed I had. But with coming together with women who had done it, you know, commercially, you know, we have a lady in our group, you know, she ran a dairy herd, you know, of 300 plus. She has huge, huge, you know, knowledge and experience. Yeah, amazing. So we're starting to learn all that and understanding, you know, breeds and the importance of getting, you know, a good bull in order to change the quality of your herd. Yeah. So I actually started with commercializing my goats. Then now I'm commercializing my cattle through the experience I am having now with these other ladies in our cooperative. I'm also learning and changing the way I'm breeding my cattle because I have a better understanding and a better knowledge. But the cattle is a long-term investment. The goats is short-term to medium-term, you know. So, yeah, in farming, you need something that will give you quick returns and then something that you can leave, you know, to grow. But obviously, the returns will be good, but it will take a bit longer. And again, it's all new learning for us. It's all new learning, you know, the farming, agriculture, it's new learning for us. When I say us, I mean women and also maybe black people, because as you know, historically, you know, farming was exclusively white.
Yes.
So we are playing catch up, you know. But what I have found absolutely amazing is how the ex-farmers are so, so helpful and willing to work with us and teach us the tricks of the trade. Maybe not everyone, but maybe I've been blessed. But, you know, some of the people that really have taught me a lot of the trade is working with neighbors who've had to scale down, obviously, their farms with land reform, which was absolutely the right thing to do. Land reform, you know, was the right thing to do because as it is, more and more of our people are coming into farming. More and more of our youth are coming into farming, and that's very, very important.
Coming back to COVID-19, how did it affect your operations?
With COVID-19, in terms of the lockdown and the limited movement of people, farming was one of those is deemed an essential service, meaning we were allowed to operate as normal. In fact, we were encouraged to operate as normal, but to also respect some of the boundaries like the curfew, you know, not to travel outside the curfew or not to travel outside of the area where you are operating out of, except to deliver your harvest. So in a way, farming was not that much affected, except that perhaps the shops where we were buying our fertilizers were having to close early, and that was a disadvantage, especially if you're a farmer and you're operating from very far away from town. Like, for example, my farm is 85 kilometers out of town, and if you're trying to beat a 3 o'clock curfew, that was very difficult. That was very challenging.
Any word of encouragement? I think we have exhausted our time. Any word of encouragement to other women who are in the diaspora who would like to come back home and do some of these projects, retiree projects, I would say.
Retiree. A word of advice. Looking at my own situation, I wish I had done it earlier. I wish I had done it when I was much, much younger and I had the energy. So I would say, don't leave it too late, to come home. Don't leave it until you're 60 or 50, because physical strength will not be on your side, as such. So I would encourage people to take a graded approach to coming back home. Start coming home for longer and longer periods instead of the 2 weeks. I know there's travel restrictions with the pandemic, but try coming home for 2 months, for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, if your job will allow it. Network and link up with people who are in the business that you want to get into. If it's farming, link up with people who are doing farming. If it's retail, the hospitality industry, network with those people who are already in the business, and identify businesses that are doing well, because this is where you will learn how to succeed in your own business. Start small. Start with whatever you have, but most importantly, just get started. Do something. If it's poultry you want to go into, start with 10 chickens if you must, especially if you're still in the diaspora. Link up with people who can look after your investment professionally. I do have a company that helps or supports diasporans who want to come back home, especially people in Matabeleland who want to come and invest in Matabeleland. We have a company, an investment company, that manages people's businesses professionally and in an accountable manner. I'm not claiming we are the only ones. There's many now, quite a number of businesses like that. It kind of takes away the way we used to do things back in the day, where we'd hand over money to relatives and that money might not be used for its intended purposes and there'll be tensions in the family.
Yeah.
But now we are starting to professionalize these things. People at home, and particularly ex-diasporans, because they've had the experience themselves, are setting up these companies. I see them even in construction, that there's management companies, so you don't have to be sending your money to Malume, who might send photographs of the house next door and say, it's a roof level. So there's a number of those companies now offering those services to the diasporans, offering confidence to diasporans to come and invest back home. Because at the end of the day, ourselves, Zimbabwe, who will uplift ourselves, our families, our relatives, our regions, we have to do it ourselves. Back in the day, I think when people were talking about foreign direct investment, FDI, I don't think we ever thought we were within that equation. But now diasporans are the FDIs, you know. Yeah, so...
Current era.
Yes, things have changed, you know, so much. We have more faith in our abilities and we know we can turn things around, you know, ourselves without, you know, waiting for somebody else to identify an opportunity which we've been sitting on all our lives. You know, we really are blessed with resources. Mm-hmm. It can be done. So, yeah, I'm encouraging people to really consider coming back home. Do it slowly, plan it, network with people who've done it. And yeah, the future is bright.
I ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ele ucina. Ubakhuthazani omama. Abalokhe besamile bethikaza ukuthi besingaphindela na ekhaya. Ngaphumelela yini? Ngamafishane.
Omama, I find which omama sisebenza kuhle. We are very good at working together as a collective. So I'm encouraging omama abasemazweni who are thinking of coming home to network and link up labo mama abakhona ekhaya who are doing what they want to do. Baforme ama cooperative, baforme ama businesses, you know, work together. You know, whether you work at a clinic, whether you work at isitolo, whether it's going to farming or manufacturing, oh, mama, they just have that ability of working well as a collective. Oh, mama, if we look across Africa, you know, oh, mama, you know, they are changing the landscape. Ngokusebenza, you know, ndawonye as a collective. We really have that capacity to change our fortunes by coming together as a collective. And there's a lot to be gained by working together with Omama Abakona Ekaya because they have a lot to teach us. They understand a lot about the environment. They are on the ground. Tina Lati Esemazwen, we have new knowledge. Sesifundile, how to do things differently. So it's about picking the best of both worlds and putting it, you know, together.
And for your own good.
For me, that's a formula, you know, for success.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Abazile. But again, go back to the contrenching. You can never go wrong.
No, absolutely not. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukungincusa kulolu hlelo.
Hayi, imbonile lami kakhulu. Ngalawo mazwi ke ekaMandlovu sesifike ke emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Ngilethemba lilukholisile uhlelo lwethu. Lapho ke akade silo Nkosikazi Sifiso Ndlovu wakoBulawayo. Ongusomabhizimusi ongumlimi wesifazane oke wahlala kwesikhathi eside eseNgilandi kodwa ke wasecabanga ukuphindela ekhaya. Tinotenda zvikuru Muzvare Sharai Masanganise avo vanga vari kuCanada vatanga tiinavo muhurukuro vedu yanhasi muchirongwa ngatikurukurei madzimai tavatangosvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Mova nehope dzakanaka. Ndini Praxidus Jeremiah, lisali, balalili, stivani, nyevigeli zayo, maskati sinye.
O Umsakazo we Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele naku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.